Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be.
Hell yeah.
So keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83 for the next 3 hours. You will not be disappointed. Ephraim Salaam joins us at the bottom of this hour. We'll have more guests going forward. And, of course, it is a Trash Talking Tuesday. So let me welcome in my co-host, and we'll get into that. Rob Parker, what's up, brother?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm fantastic, man. I'm fantastic.
How was your Martin Luther King holiday off?
It was nice. It was nice. I did TV first things first and then had off on the radio. Although, I got a flat tire on my way home, believe it or not.
You know why? Because you didn't want to come do the radio show after doing TV. I understand how well we fit in.
I mean,
you know?
I was relaxed because I didn't have to try to rush home and get TV.
You got a flat anyway.
I had AAA. No, I mean, when I got the flat. I was like, well, I don't have to, you know, hurry home. So
right,
I had AAA come. I was watching the Bills-Steelers game on my cell phone. So it was all right. But, yeah, that threw me off. But I heard the show was great, you and Kerry.
Yeah,
Kerry
we had a
Rhodes.
Good. Kerry's yep, did a good guy. Job. Kerry's really good, Chris. But and everybody, you know, wants to hear about the party. We wanted to save it for you. So at about 45 after, we'll talk a little bit about it. And I do want to say this, Rob G., Ben Maller, Chris Broussard, other Fox Sports Radio people, Jade from advertising was there, and I appreciate you coming. I really
I enjoyed it. I mean, the thought of flying
cross country,
five and a half hours. Yeah, I was almost in the air, Rob, as long as I was in Vegas.
Right,
I got in about 1:30 p.m.
Rob
on
G.
Saturday, and
Chris
then
didn't
left
tell
at 8
you
in the morning.
He went up to the cockpit and he said, "Can you turn this around? I don't want to go."
Nah, I'm glad I went, man. It was great. I relaxed when I got there, watched the first football game and some of the second one, and then came down for the party and had a really good time.
We'll talk.
I gotta be honest. I think my roast was hot.
No, you were good.
Do we have tapes to you?
Yeah, yeah.
So we should play the roast and you.
We're going to get
your
that.
Stand-up.
My jokes were a little spicy, but we'll talk about that.
We have to do a lot of cutting. We might only get to play about 10% of your stand-up. Rob's a little spicier when he's not on radio.
Giggle, giggle.
And Chris, and when I had a couple of drinks, you know what I mean?
But it was fun. It was fun. We'll get to that in the 45. All right, we got the super producer, Rob G, in the house. We've got DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and twos. On the updates, our man Isaac Lohenkron, also known as Ilo, and on the social media, the great Elijah Sebunya. All right, Rob, let's get into it. Last night, Rob, I saw something last night. And I knew the Eagles were falling apart, right? We could all see that. You don't have to be a former head coach in the NFL to see that the Eagles were literally falling apart. Rob, getting worse by the week.
We were in denial, Chris. We were in denial. Last night watching them, I'm like, why did I think they could win or they could get it turned around? We were in denial because of their run last year. They made it to the Super Bowl. They were done. We were in denial. They were done and credit to Tampa Bay and Baker Mayfield. We'll talk about him, Chris. They shredded them. They were in total domination in that game. Total.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand what happened to them. Because even when they were 10-1, Rob, and a lot of people were talking about, well, we're not playing well. You know, they
remember that. We kept saying they're not the 10-1 dominating.
Yeah,
10-1.
And they weren't blowing anybody out. But, Rob, six of those 10 wins came against playoff teams. I mean, they beat Kansas City. They beat Dallas. They beat Buffalo. Like, they were, even though they weren't blowing teams out, they still were beating good teams. And all of a sudden, they just fell apart. The San Francisco game, but Rob, I stopped. Like, even up through the Arizona loss, obviously they were playing horribly, but I was like, I still thought there was a glimmer of hope. Like, they'll turn it around. The New York Giants loss in the season finale, when they were essentially blown out by the Giants,
right,
down big early on, that's when I was like, it's over. And then, Rob.
But did you think they were going to lose this game?
No, I picked them. And I also thought the Cowboys
I picked them too.
Loss, not that they were afraid of the Cowboys. I don't think they were afraid of the Cowboys. But my point is, I thought they would look at the Cowboys game and be like, you know what? This is new, right? The Cowboys were playing great, and they go out and have a stinker. We've been playing badly. Let's go out and have a great game. We know it's in us.
Right.
We just got to shake off the last month and a half, 2 months, and be ourselves. Like, but, Rob, what I saw last night was it was not a normal loss to me. Like, I even think the Cowboys, which was more surprising, right? That loss to me, it was more surprising. But the Cowboys, even though they choked, and I don't think they obviously didn't play well, I didn't think they were sleepwalking. What I saw from the Eagles, Rob, was a team that was dejected, dispirited, lacked confidence, lacked desire. We had defenders bumping into each other.
Right.
We had
picking each other off. Right.
They had 13 missed tackles. The Buccaneers had 219 yards after the catch. And, Rob, I feel like I could count on one hand how many times a Buccaneer ball carrier was tackled on first contact.
Right.
Right, and somebody would hit him, and he might drag him 3 or 4 more yards, spin, get away from him. It was some of the big plays the Buccaneers had to do should have been tackled by 4 guys.
Right. A lot of it was tackling, Chris, not tackling, grabbing people high, like around the neck, like not tackling.
Hitting them, not
wrapping people over. Right, hitting people. And you're right. There were times when a guy would be touched by 4 people and still keep going, and nobody could bring them down. And a lot of, Chris, we talk about it all the time, punching of the football, trying to strip people rather than bring them down. I understand people want turnovers and are trying to get the football, But to do that and let the guy get another 7 or 8 yards when you're punching at the football rather than tackling him makes no sense to me.
No, it was ridiculous. And the offense wasn't much better. I thought they got back in the game with the big play.
Yep. And they came within a touchdown. I'm like, hey, because remember, Tampa was settling for threes, Chris, right?
Yep.
And I was like, they're in this game. Now they're only down by 7. Was it 8 or was it 16?
Well, it was
16-9
because they missed.
But I'm saying,
remember,
right.
they went for 2.
Right.
And I do think that was big because I thought Sirianni, I get what he was trying to do, but I think he should have just kept the extra point. It wasn't like there's not much of a difference between being down 5 and 6.
No.
So I think what he was trying to do with the tush push, remember they got the penalty on the field, extra point. So he said, oh, we're closer to the goal line. Let's push
it and get 2, and then right. You make the game uneven.
You got all the momentum, right? And I think he's thinking, okay, we'll exert our power over them. And instead, when they don't get it they rarely miss. I thought that was big mentally because it was like, oh, like I knew they weren't there after they didn't get that tush push. But, Rob, I the only thing in sports.
And you, Chris, the Bucs are the only team stopped them twice on that tush push. Only the Bucs.
They stopped them in the earlier part of the game in the season when Philly beat them by 2 touchdowns.
So they did it twice.
I think Vita Vey has something to do with that on the Tampa Bay line. But, Rob, to me, and I don't know if you saw it like I did, but I felt like I was watching darn near zombies out there. I didn't think they were they looked like they were somewhere else mentally and emotionally. And the only thing I can compare it to was remember LeBron in the 2011 finals against the Mavericks.
Right.
When after they're up 2-1 and then he just kind of disappears. Like he didn't look like himself for the next few games.
What do I always say? Turn to goo. Right?
Yeah. I thought that's what this was, except it was a whole team, and it was for about 2 months. But that is what, like, that's the only thing I can compare it to where they just, I mean, James Bradberry was a freaking Pro Bowler last year, and he looked like one of us trying to tackle guys. I mean, it was ridiculous, and it was bad, Rob. So do you think Sirianni has to go because of this?
I'm going to say, Chris, and you know me, I was like, oh, you're always trying to fire everybody. I'm going to say no, and I'm going to say this. I told you before, I thought it was going to be very difficult anyway to try to run it back and make the same run, Chris.
Super Bowl hangover.
Yeah, and they lost their offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, some defensive players. And I told you I never believed Jalen Hurts was going to put together, not that he was going to be a bum or terrible, Chris, but not play like he played last year. That was out of nowhere. He went from, I don't know if he can throw the ball consistently to be a starting quarterback in the NFL, to an MVP candidate, like overnight.
Right.
And I was like, God, how could that happen? And is he going to be able to duplicate that or stay on that kind of level? And he hasn't been able to do that this year. Those are just facts.
That can't be denied. Jalen Hurts has to look in the mirror. He was not himself. Rob, I think with him, and maybe I'll be wrong, but I wouldn't be surprised if in a week or two, I don't think it'll be that long from now, that we hear, oh, he's going to have some.
No, I think he's hurt,
surgery.
Chris.
Yeah, arthroscopic little cleanup, you know what I mean? Where something he could play through, but it was bothering him. I wouldn't be shocked at all if that happens. I actually expect it. I'm with you on Sirianni. Look, Bill Belichick available, that's definitely something that piques my interest if I'm the Eagles. And to me, Rob, it's a nuanced answer. That, what I saw last night and really over the past month and a half, 2 months, and last night was just the pinnacle of it. I thought I saw a team where this is beyond football. This is beyond not having great players because we know they do have a lot of great players. But this looks like something is going on in that organization or something is going on in that locker room that ruined this team. I don't know if, and I'm just speculating, but I'm just going by what I saw. I don't know if, did something happen between players or groups of players? Or is it simply that they lost complete faith in Nick Sirianni and the rest of the coaches? It's beyond football, Rob.
No, I hear you because something did happen. But, Chris,
Players keep saying, y'all don't know what happened. And we don't.
We don't know what happened.
But it seemed like something, and that's my point with Sirianni, Rob. If it was like something out of his control, maybe there was a beef between two players or factions of players that it was just, he couldn't, you know, it's something that won't hang around next year, but it was something that ruined this year, and the players still have his back, then I think you can keep him. But if it's as simple as, you know what, he lost them. Hurts doesn't believe in him. Kelsey's going to retire, it seems. But, you know, he lost Kelsey. He lost the leaders of that locker room because they don't believe in him. Then I think he has to go. Because you can't have that type of situation. But if it's something else, and I don't know, that's why I'm saying I got to do a deep dive if I'm the leadership in Philadelphia and find out what really
to make sure
they may
not
already know.
But right, there might be like a dead rat stuck behind the refrigerator. You know what
right?
I mean?
I mean,
that
it really might be. Rob, I mean,
I'm serious.
I played basketball in college. You know, it was a small college, but still, things happen, man. Sometimes between teammates, and it can throw off the chemistry. And so I don't know if something like that happened. I have no idea. I'm just saying it looks to me like something is going on emotionally with that team. And if it stems from Sirianni, then I think he has to go. If it's something else, then they can keep him. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the odd couple. Thoughts on Philly's collapse? Do you blame it on Sirianni to the point where he needs to be fired? You're next, Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Trash Talking Tuesday. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you like using debit over credit, you should get rewarded. Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases with no fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Nick Sirianni. Should what we saw over the last 2 months cost him his job? Your thoughts?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Michael in North Carolina. North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Michael?
Good evening, gentlemen. I think that Nick Sirianni absolutely has to go. I mean, you got to factor in. I know he went to the Super Bowl last year, and he went to the playoffs 3 consecutive years.
That's quick, but, man. You ready to get him, run him out of there already?
Well, yeah, what's your – why?
Well, hear me out. You got to factor in. They didn't just lose. They collapsed. They lost
– yep.
I think 7 out of their last 8 games, they lost to the Arizona Cardinals, the New York Giants. I mean, they weren't even trying to compete. And, you know, the Eagles were 10-1 at some point, and they just fell apart. And last night, they didn't even tackle. There was no effort. And if Tampa Bay didn't drop some passes, this could have been a 50-point blowout. And with the coaches that we have right now, with Belichick, Jim Harbaugh, Pete Carroll, Vrabel, you gotta at least consider you have to fire him. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Well,
I'm sorry.
If he hasn't lost the locker room, and if it was something we don't know about that the organization knows about, I understand them keeping him. The Super Bowl hangover for the losing team is real. Pete right. Carroll's been stung by it. Peyton Manning, obviously, as a player, but in Denver was stung. In Indianapolis, they made the Super Bowl, and they made the Super Bowl and lost, and then missed the playoffs. Like, there have been a lot of big names that have fallen victim to the Super Bowl hangover. So maybe that was it. I can't blame them, Rob, though, if they look toward Belichick.
Don't forget
some good names out there.
Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl. You thought he was in Philadelphia for life, and
he
got rid of him.
Three more years, but he still got
fired. But I'm just saying, but he still got put out eventually.
Right.
Perry in Louisville, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Perry?
How you guys doing? Appreciate taking my call.
Thank you.
Man, to me, it's ridiculous that people are calling for his job. I mean, I'm looking now, 9-8, 14-3, 11-6.
They were a 4-win team when he got there.
Right.
Remember that.
Yeah, exactly. And they collapsed, but, I mean, it happens. It just seems like it's a broader thing with society. It's just quick, you know, clickbait.
No, that's fair.
Results. Immediately, and I just think it's ridiculous that they're calling for his job. I mean, he literally just went to the Super Bowl.
I agree with you.
It was 11 months ago. 11 months ago, he was on top of the world. 11 months ago.
Right. I will say if he is, and I'm not for the players picking the coach, but if that whole locker room, for whatever reason, if he's lost them, and I don't really think he has personally. Because when you read the quotes and the articles, the players are sticking up for him. Now, they might just be saying that on the record.
You know, on the record, you never know, right?
Right, you don't know, but I don't know. It's something going on, though, beyond just – this was beyond – like Pittsburgh, Rob, a few years ago, when you never believed in them, Minnesota last year,
right.
They just weren't as good as their record. They didn't have that type of talent. This team had the talent. And something's hit them psychologically where they were done.
Yep. Let's squeeze in Dre. Dre in Michigan, you're on the – I'm in Michigan. In Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. I'll be interested to hear what Dre has to say.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. We had some good tunes, you know, coming into this segment in terms of everybody wants to rule the world. And for me,
Tim
it looks like – Yes. To me, it looked like A.J. Brown was trying to rule the Eagles. He was noticeably absent from that game, obviously, yesterday. And then earlier in the season, him and Jalen Hurts on the sideline, getting into it, battling.
But Brown, they're like good I mean, I don't know if there's been a rift, but those two are reportedly like best friends. And remember, last year, A.J. Brown was making noise early in the playoffs. So I don't know. I mean – I don't know. I mean, they played through it last year, so I don't know if that's the only thing.
to your point, Chris, but with the lack of leadership in terms of losing your whole high command, your OC and your DC, and then you see these type of fissures, these type of cracks in the armor with players bickering at each other, to a point it's on Sirianni. We saw what happened with Josh Allen when Daboll left that first year. There was a drop-off. And so right. Jalen Hurts, he's injured. You know, it's a new philosophy, a new system. He's got to, you know, navigate those things. I just think at the end of the day, it was just too much pressure on that system. I wouldn't get rid of Sirianni. But this, the issues in the locker room, it was a heartfelt moment when the cameras went to Jason Kelce tearing up. It's his last game, you know, and he's going out, you know, riding off into the sunset. But he was a culture setter for that team. And, you know, not just a tush push, but just in terms of toughness right. and togetherness. And that was significantly eroded this season.
He and Jalen, you know, because Kelce and Jalen are their leaders. They couldn't control it. Whatever happened, they couldn't get it under wraps. And that's happened. We'll get with E from Salam on this in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, our next guest, our man Ephraim Salam. What's up, brother? How are you?
What's happening, brothers? How y'all doing?
What up, what up?
Right. Look, let's get right into these Eagles. Ephraim, I can't recall the last time I saw something like that on the football field. I felt like it was just me, but I felt like I saw a team that, This is an overstatement, but looked like it forgot how to play NFL caliber football. I mean, the missed tackles, they had 13 of them, was ridiculous. I mean, half of those broken plays by Tampa Bay, they should have been tackled by four or five Eagles. And, I mean, I can count, I feel like, on my one hand, how many times a Tampa Bay runner went down on first contact. It was like they'd have a dude behind the line of scrimmage and somehow he would skirt away or drag him for 3 or 4 yards. It looked like to me a team that was completely dispirited and that it made me feel like there's something going on beyond football. Something in the organization, something in the locker room. I don't know if it's that they don't believe in the coaching staff or what, but they looked dark, like they were sleepwalking. Am I overstating it, or did you feel a similar way?
No, you're not overstating it. And first, let me just say, I wasn't surprised by that because we had been seeing that for the last 5 weeks. So, you know,
but I didn't want to believe it.
Last night was the worst.
I didn't want to believe it, Ephraim. I was kidding myself. I really didn't want to believe they were totally dead.
Of course, but. You know, your body over the eye in the sky don't lie. That's a term we use in the building. Like what you put on film is that's who you are. And we have been. You can't go 1-5 in your last 6 games. Like this is the team. The team that showed up and played yesterday is the team we had been seeing the last quarter of the season. So I wasn't surprised. But to your point, Chris, when I was watching that game, I looked at my wife and I said, wow, you can tell which team really wants it more because they would not go down. It was a combination of a lackluster effort and also a combination of a team wanting it more than the other team. And that was clearly evident by Tampa Bay's approach to this football game. I'm talking about receiver. You take the littlest receiver. I don't even know his name. Number 83 on Tampa Bay. He looked like somebody's little nephew out there. You
right.
can tackle him with 3 people. Okay, so that when you see it come from him, then you see it come from the other players.
Rashad White, they made him look like Derrick Henry.
But what you know is that is what was beat into their heads the entire week leading up to this game. We wanted more. Do not go down on first contact. And it played out the whole way. And, oh, by the way, if we don't have 6 drops, they probably score 40.
I was going to say,
you're right.
Had to look a couple times and clean my glasses. Was Tom Brady at quarterback for Tampa Bay or Baker Mayfield? I mean, it was ridiculous.
Look, and I'm happy for him. I love a redemption story. You can't blame a kid who comes out of college and has 8 different head coaches in 6 years. Just not his fault.
there's no stability there. And yep. So just to throw everything on the shoulders of a young player trying to find his way isn't fair. But in this business, we're quick to throw players away fast. We've seen it with Geno Smith or his resurgence. Like, there is talent there. How do you nurture it and cultivate it makes all the difference in the world. Case in point, what D'Amico Ryans was able to do with C.J. Stroud in Houston.
Yeah, and I want to get to him, but first I wanted to ask you, like, I just played small college basketball, but, you know, you see stuff in the locker room, you know, guys messing with somebody's girlfriend on the team, you know, stuff like that. Have you ever been in a locker room, you know, in the NFL, where stuff like that happens that, you know, they're not going to let out to the media, but there are rifts in the locker room or, guy, you know, just stuff happens in life that bleeds into the locker room and divides it or takes all the spirit out of it?
Yes, man. Yeah, I've been in enough locker rooms to know. First of all, you don't like everybody in your locker room. Okay? Like, it's impossible to have a locker room where everybody likes everybody. Everybody's at different parts of your life. Some guys are married with kids, like to go home after practice. Some guys are single, they want to hit the club. Some guys are married with kids and still like to act. Yep. Like, you get all kinds of things going on in the locker room, and you don't have to align. The thing you have to align with is respect. You have to respect the person and the player next to you that they're going to give everything they have to meet the goal, and that's to win the game. When you lose the respect, and coaches can lose the respect in the locker room as well, when you lose that respect, that's when you see the fractures on the field.
No doubt. Sirianni, he was in the Super Bowl 11 months ago. I mean, like, and I get it. They still, were 10-1 at one point, won 11 games. I get the collapse. But I just wonder, is it cool or is it right to pull the plug when you change your offensive coordinator left, your defense coordinator left? You lost some people on defense, right, with people moving on, getting paid, all kinds of stuff. Was it fair to expect the same results for them?
No, it wasn't fair to expect the same results, but – what you do is, leadership starts with the head coach. The owner, you can go above that and go to owners and GM and all that, but really for the players, it starts with the head coach. Now, the problem I have is you start at 10-1, and then the wheels fall off. The fact that you're the head coach and you can't put the wheels back on, that is what brought me caution and pause. You had more than enough time to figure out how to get this thing back on the tracks after starting 10-1. And your ineptability to do that further diminishes your value in my eyes as a guy who can lead that locker room. It just seemed weird to me that, if, you know, say what you want about Mike Tomlin and all of that, we saw in real time he right the ship in Pittsburgh, make it to the playoffs. Like, you can't continue to lose ground as you're heading into the playoffs and then miraculously expect everything to go back to the first half of the season. It didn't work that way for Philadelphia, and Sirianni's inability to get things back on track is what brings me pause.
Ephraim, I wanted to get to Stroud, but we won't have time because I want to ask you about Jordan Love, and we got about a minute or two for your 2 minutes for your answer. Love, we know he's in his fourth year. I feel like today in the NFL, sometimes they rush these quarterbacks. I mean, they expect them to come right out of college. All of a sudden, they're starting on the team, and they're supposed to turn everything around. And, yeah, we see a C.J. Stroud. We see a Joe Burrow. But those are the exceptions. Do you think that what happened with Jordan Love, we can go back to Aaron Rodgers before
him. Aaron Rodgers said 3 years.
Yeah,
right.
That this will – I mean, I get the financial reasons teams do it. But do you think this could lead some teams to say, you know what, let's give a Justin Fields a little more time or whoever, you know what I mean, instead of throwing them into the fire and expecting them to be a Pro Bowler right away?
And you're absolutely right. The shift in quarterbacks making immediate impact, that started with Andrew Luck and RG3. that year. You used to have a couple-year grace period, right? We know he's not ready to come in and yada, yada, yada. But when Andrew Luck took a dismal Indianapolis Colts team and went 11-5 and made it to the playoffs, and RG3 was Offensive Rookie of the Year and won 6 of 7 games and got them to the playoffs, your next pick now at quarterback for every team was like, oh, you have to make an immediate impact. And it's not fair to them. It's not. Most of the kids being picked that high in the draft are going to teams that don't have an infrastructure, brand-new coaches, nothing is set in stone, many other holes in their offensive schemes. And so for me, it's not fair. The best thing that ever happened to Jordan Love was him being drafted and sitting behind a player like Aaron Rodgers. And the same thing with Aaron Rodgers, right? You look at Jordan Love, he seems comfortable. Yeah. After he got over the excitement of starting for the first time in his career, he settled in and was a quarterback who looked like he'd been in the league for 4 years, right?
Yeah, great.
Opposed to kids coming in now at Will Levis, right? Like he's got to do it now.
Right.
Kenny Pickett,
everybody can't do it now.
Zach Wilson. No. I mean, yeah, they throw him right in there.
No doubt.
It's crazy.
It's not fair to them.
Ephraim, great
thank
stuff,
you.
Man. We appreciate you, brother.
Absolutely, brothers. Y'all stay safe now.
All right, yeah. We're going to give a recap of Rob's big 60th birthday party in Vegas. That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Trash Talking Tuesday. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to
what's all that
Shekel
noise
City.
Over there?
The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks piece against the spread.
All right, let's do it. Shekel City, let's start here. I got the Clippers -5.5. Chris Olsen and Thunder, they're back-to-back. They lost to the Lakers last night here in Los Angeles tonight. Also have the Nuggets -1.5 tonight. Are they? I got the team mixed up. Yeah, the Nuggets -1.5. They're on the road taking on Philadelphia. And I'm taking the Suns the Kings +4.5, Chris, in Phoenix in the desert taking on the Suns. So I got the Kings +4.5, Nuggets -1.5, and the Clippers -5.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. Let's give the update, Rob, of your party.
It was a lot of fun. It was pretty amazing to me, Chris. About 250 people showed up. Only two people out of that lived in Las Vegas, Chris. Only two people out of all those people showed up actually lived in Las Vegas.
Right.
So everybody who came, you know, came to celebrate with me. It was exactly what I had hoped and dreamed about. But Rob G, you could chime in, Chris. I thought the food was good, the music, the comedy I tried to do. We had the Chris did a good job. Chris and Martin did a good job on the roast. Martin Weiss. Just your thoughts. I want to hear what you and Rob G have to say.
Go ahead, Rob G.
I'll tell you what, we talked about a little bit on the show yesterday. Rob, you are so lucky that people were not, you know, Instagram living your stand-up comedy.
I know.
Because you would not be on The Odd Couple today if they were.
Are you saying I was a little blue, Rob?
You're a little raunchy. A little bit. I enjoyed it, but I'm just saying.
Right.
You made Richard Pryor seem people.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Rob G, yeah. And you loved
about me missing a foot?
Yeah, that was
yeah, oh god.
Yeah, I can't say the punchline, but yes.
Yes.
Yes, I did like that joke. And then as you mentioned, it was just a great turnout, a lot of great people. Met some fans of the show. I was telling you before the show today that a lot of people were coming up to me and just saying, "Hey, great to meet you. I'm a big fan of what you guys do." And it's like,
Rob G?
I'm cool by association now, which is nice.
And Chris, the feedback I got about you was, Chris was so gracious, you know, took a lot of pictures. A lot of people wanted to talk to you and take pictures. I mean, it was, you know, and then we know Stephen A's flight got delayed from Los Angeles. He showed up and people wanted to take pictures with Stephen A. It was great. We got a great picture of me and Chris and Stephen A. That's a great shot. Because we all have a long-standing friendship. We're not just in the business.
We knew each other
before all of this.
I met you. You were already covering the Reds.
But I met Stephen A and both of you guys.
When I met Stephen A, he was covering Temple for the Philly Inquirer. Now I was my first or second year covering the Cavs.
Right.
So we were all, you know, we were young. And I met you before that. I met you. I was a high school writer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 92, I think it was. 92 or 93.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great. And you're right. I did, Rob, I basically spent all night taking pictures.
Right.
I mean, other than when I was doing the roast of you, I was really taking pictures all night and talking to people. Like, part of me wanted to dance, but it was like I couldn't get away, and it was, it was cool to talk to everybody, and it was fine. It was fun, you know.
The DJ was playing some good music.
DJ was jamming. Yeah, it was good. He had a good mix of house music.
Whatever.
Old school R&B, little hip-hop. Yeah.
Well, Chris, can I say, and Rob, this we're going to see this again in a few weeks at Super Bowl, but Chris, to your point, all of the photos and people asking about you guys was probably my least favorite part of it.
Yeah.
Because there was like a line forming like right around me of people were trying to talk to Chris. We were sitting next to each other at the dinner. So yeah, and I'm looking forward, not looking forward to that, the Super Bowl, when that's going to be the same exact thing.
Well, you know, Chris attracts people. I mean, I'll just be standing there.
You're such a fibber,
yeah,
Rob.
Right. We got to play my roast because I talked about Rob. Rob's looking for people to take pictures, you know what I mean? Come on. Anybody want a picture?
Hey, we're on the Odd Couple. Hey, right here. No, we're going to get the audio of that and everything, so.
Nah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And, I hope you're happy with it.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
I know you put a lot into it. The videos were well done. Was that Elijah that did those or somebody else?
No, somebody else. Okay. Elijah those did the really one that good. Was on social media. So
yeah.
He did
and
that
you
video.
Also said BetUWings.com is going to get going, so I'm going to hold you to that.
No, I got it working.
Right. I've been hearing that for years. All right, keep it locked. 2 hours left.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.